You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition with me, Rachel Otwell, and
me, Scott Fingold, here from the Illinois Times, and we are doing what we do, which is letting you know once a week what kind of cool and interesting arts and entertainment and culture things are happening here in the Central Illinois area.
So we're going to start with an art show I'm really looking forward to that's going to be at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery. There's a reception on Thursday night, so if you're listening to this at night, sorry, probably too late for you to go because it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Maybe hop in your car right now and speed over there. But the exhibit will be up for about a month, so you'll have plenty of time to check it out. But these are two Central Illinois artists, one of which is Amanda Grieve, who has some serious skills when it comes to doing like photorealistic stuff, but it's always merged with like fantastical.
Yeah, she's got a very sort of a surrealist, you know, fantasy kind of aspect, but you know, the textures and just the look of the images that she paints are undeniable. Like you feel like you're looking at the actual object.
They have in the release here a little bit about her work. It says, while the primary motivation behind her work is to tease out the nuanced emotions embedded within the human condition and to confront isolation and anxiety born of gender-based stereotypes, she also looks to comment on the contradiction between creating realistic imagery and portraying emotional rawness. Anyway, super cool stuff. And then also Stanley Bly, this is kind of an exhibition that they collaborated on. He will also have his work up. And he actually talked to me for a Heartland episode, which is another segment, kind of like this one, but focusing more on spirituality. And he talked about his work, so I was going to share some of that conversation so you can get an idea of what Stanley Bly is all about. Stanley Bly begins this conversation talking just about how he gets started with his artistic process.
I start out by writing out what something is. For instance, if I'm doing a man that's very rugged and worn, or a woman that's very, very beautiful in a work of art, I'm not looking at them from an emotional standpoint. I can't. Because if I want somebody else to get something out of it, how in the world are you going to be able to know my own memory unless I share it with you? You know, so I try and simplify things as much as I can to try and make them the representation that I want them to be.
And then when you talk about archetypes, when you do use faces of people that you do know from your own life, they have that archetypal element to them because it's not only someone you know, it's a character type. It's something that anyone could see, as in this painting you brought in. These are actual people in your world.
They are.
But yet there's also something universal that can be connected to them or projected on them.
Well, I try to. That's the ultimate goal, is to try and turn them into something more than what my memory is, to try and make them part of yours. The interesting thing to me about an archetype is it is a singular thing. So, you know, a vampire is an archetype. It's a stereotypical thing that we all understand exactly what it is. And when you look at people, generally they're not one. They're three or four different things, and those things can change depending upon situation. The neat thing for me about subjective art is that, you know, it becomes very personal to you as you create it. But for people to get there inside their own head, they need to let themselves go. They need to get past how somebody made something and let all those shields down.
That was artist Stanley Bly. He has an exhibition called Mirror Mirror. It's a collaboration with Amanda Grieve, both really awesome Central Illinois artists. If you get a chance to go check it out, it should be at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery for the next month or so. What else is going on, Scott?
Well, on Friday, one of the legendary Springfield punk bands is bidding adieu to the scene and to the world, Our Lady, who came and did a in-studio performance on the scene a little while back for their last album, Lure. They have decided to call it quits and they're doing a final performance at their home base of Black Sheep Cafe on Friday. So if you ever want the chance to see Our Lady in your life, this looks to be the final opportunity. So here's a little bit of one of the songs that they did when they graced us with their presence here at the studio. This is Our Lady.
You're still setting sun, rising oak barriers, casting X on the ground. Where I first saw Julia, she put her hands in my hair, pulled my eyes.
That was Our Lady. They will be performing their final concert this Friday at the Black Sheep Cafe in Springfield.
All right, and moving on to Champagne, an event happening or screening at the Art Theater Co-op.
Yes. Yeah, there's some, if you're in the mood for some serious horror movie Halloween action, they're having the all-night horror movie marathon at the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign. The first two films are Dawn of the Dead and Creepshow, both classics of their genre. And then there are two surprise movies. So, you know, I'm sure that they will pick ones that you won't be disappointed in. And maybe just the fact of which one they pick could be scary in and of itself. But there are going to be four movies happening basically all night at the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign. So if that's your cup of horror, go check it out.
And speaking of creepy things, although probably not that creepy, but Wicked deals with witches.
Well, I mean, it's creepy. Well, I mean, it's like that stuff. It's that whole Wizard of Oz thing and that whole like Broadway razzmatazz type of thing. It's put together. How could you really go wrong? Wicked, pretty darn popular, pretty darn Halloween themed going on in Peoria now. You can check the web for times, but it started on the 26th of October, which was Wednesday, and will be going through November 6th. So more spooky, fun stuff.
Moving back to Springfield now, coming up next Thursday, November 3rd, a poetry slam will be happening. It's going to benefit the Springfield Area Arts Council, and it's open to everyone in the community. There's a $3 cover. Anyone who's actually participating and being a slammer will get in for free. That's from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, Thursday, November 3rd. So a week from now at the UIS Stars Lounge, which is on the UIS campus. Also next Thursday on the UIS campus here at the Suggs Studio at NPR, Illinois, we will be hosting Anna Furman. She's based in Chicago. She's been called the voice of Chicago by one of the guys over at Sound Opinions. So, you know, that's a good thing. She's gotten together her Trigger Gospel to do a new album. And so they will be putting on a kind of acoustic show for us Thursday night. She'll be playing a couple other shows in Springfield that weekend, but we'll be coming here and this show will be free. Kind of intimate look at her group. And to give you a little taste of what the music's going to sound like, here's a bit of it.
Northern Lights, where did you go? I've been searching high and low. Midsummer nights with the firefly glow. You won't find the amber with lips so cold.
Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel. They will be playing here at the Suggs Studio next Thursday night, probably around 6 o'clock. Keep an eye out at nprillinois.org. Follow NPR Illinois on Facebook for more information on that. But wanted to give you all and the inside scoop on that, a heads up. chance to check out one of the best bands out of Chicago, kind of Americana roots music. It's time now for Culture Corner. This is the segment where we kind of expand our horizons and tell you about different various cultural, artistic, musical, whatever things that might be of particular interest to us this week. Scott, what do you got?
I sort of found out about this a couple weeks ago and remain kind of excited about it. There's a band from the Chicago Drag City called Chivalrous Amekons, spelled Amoekons. And a couple weeks ago, I played a track by the British via Chicago band, the Amekons, who have a new record. But this is an album, basically a tribute to the Amekons, by sort of a supergroup, including Angel Olsen and Bonnie Prince Billy and Cairo Gang. And so it's kind of a you know, sort of some pretty big names if you're into that sort of like folk pop, indie underground type of thing. But all those artists are great in their own right. But the way that they perform these songs by the Amekons really gives everything a new dimension. So here's a little track by them called Oblivion. This is the Chivalrous Amekons.
Too much drink, another unreliable man. The only chance I had, and you say I never tried.
Mockery and scorn, stinging like smoke, knowing you're abandoned, lied about, betrayed.
Age and ugliness, is that an excuse? Drunk and afraid, you lost your charm.
It didn't have to be like this, you stole it from yourself. Moving from somewhere to somewhere else.
That was a little bit of Oblivion by Chivalrous Amekons featuring Angel Olsen and Bonnie Prince Billy. And that's my Culture Corner excitement. What's going on with you, Rachel?
So for my Culture Corner, I wanted to mention, I've got a few different places, mostly restaurants, but also a couple shops to talk about that are in Springfield and Champaign. We air over in Champaign as well, so don't want to forget about those guys. But what gave me the inspiration to talk about this is the fact that Springfield got an awesome new restaurant. It's called Takira Moro Leon, and it's on 9th Street. It's the building that has the awesome old vintage Sunrise Donut sign. That's how, but it's actually now a taco place. Tacos seem to be their specialty, though there's all different types of Mexican food, and it's being heralded for a more authentic take on tacos. It's really delicious. Their prices are super reasonable. They're open for breakfast all the way to dinner, and you should definitely check them out if you're into that type of food. Their chips are delicious. All the food you get comes with four different types of sauces that you can tell that they make in shop. Really good stuff. Again, that's Takira Moro Leon. And then also wanted to mention a vintage shop in Springfield, the Shimmy Shack and House and Garden are next to each other over on Governor's Street on the 1100 block. And the Shimmy Shack mostly has clothing and housewares that are all very retro-inspired. Well, not even inspired, straight out of the 70s, 60s, 50s. Really gorgeous stuff. Great place to check out. And also House and Garden, which has some very exclusive hours. It's only open Friday and Saturday, Friday noon to 4 and Saturday 9 to 5. But a good place I like to stop by on weekends to check out both of them. They're, like I said, they're right next to each other on Saturday mornings or afternoons. And House and Garden is run by a guy who taught landscape and architecture as a professor, and he's always fun to have a conversation with. His stuff is more oriented to the outdoors, but not that exclusively either. So both of those really cool to check out, Shimmy Shack, House and Garden in Springfield. And then moving over to Champaign area, the 21st team I reached out to, and they were able to tell me about a couple places they wanted me to mention. And one of those is a place they say is a well-kept secret. It's called Golden Harbor. It's a Chinese restaurant, and based on what I looked into, they also pride themselves in offering authentic Chinese food. And then also a place called Mays, which is run by a man called Armando Sandoval, and he's from Mexico City, which apparently is the capital of the taco. So there you go. He was inspired by the street food there. So his food is in that vein and sounds delicious. When I'm in Champaign land, I will definitely be checking out Mays. There's a little rundown of some places to check out in Springfield and Champaign. And so we are going to get to our song of the week, but first we have a conversation about it, which is tied to an annual event to celebrate the great day of Halloween.
That's right. A Springfield tradition happens every year. I don't know exactly how many years it's been going on, but it's called Hobgoblin Spookadelic, generally or always by definition. Springfield legendary band Annihilate hosts and performs. Annihilate is going to be performing with some members who departed the band many years ago. Check out Hobgoblin Spookadelic, also on the bill. Two other amazing bands, Boone and Livin' Thing, too. So three of the best rock bands from around here will all be playing Hobgoblin Spookadelic on Saturday at Bar None in Springfield.
And so we talked to Jeff at the Cute Creep show that happened at the pharmacy. Here he is telling us about a little bit more about Hobgob and about a song we're going to play for our Song of the Week. Thanks for listening. This has been The Scene.
There's some really nutty stuff happening for Hobgob this year. It seems like we're going to be going through kind of an Annihilate time warp. Is that true?
It might be somewhat. Really, any time Annihilate's involved, it is sort of a time warp anyhow, since we've been around for, you know, decades and decades, generations. Right. It seems kind of been nice enough to continue to like us, but we'll be having a show at Bar None. It will be with two of the earliest members of Annihilate, Eric White and Lance Reynolds. Damon Soper, our guitar player, will still be playing some of the songs, our current guitar player, along with myself and my brother Bruce Williams. But we'll be doing a lot of older, all our songs are older, but really old songs like that we haven't like performed in a long time, stuff from Eunuch, Six Inch Extension, and Hallelujah, and some even earlier stuff than that.
What song should we do for Song of the Week
do you have a vintage Eric and Lance era song you'd like?
Actually, since it is the Hobgoblin Spookadelic, I guess maybe the song Hobgoblin Spookadelic.
Okay, well, here it is. We'll be right back.
this and you come on.